Sarah Bernardo, and you're listening to Ainsley Dennis on The Morning Breakfast Show at Alive 90.5 FM.
You're listening to Ainsley on The Positive Energy Show, and we do have a special guest in studio today, Sarah Bernardo, and she'll be joining us at 9:30. So Sarah's, give you a bit of an introduction. She's a Canadian-made artist performing catchy songs that traverse a broad musical terrain from melodical pop to bangers with a delicious edge about love and lust with a touch of revenge. So I'm excited to have her in studio. She, as I said, 9:30, she'll be sharing some of her music with us, but also she's working with Nolsey, Shannon Noel, and also with a band called Dirty Spells. So really excited to have her in. We do have a special guest artist in the studio today, and her name is Sarah Bernardo. And Sarah Bernardo is, she's on Spotify, and she's also on, with Dirty Spells, doing, with Shannon Noel, and touring all around Australia and doing some awesome music. Give you a bit of an introduction about Sarah. As I mentioned earlier, she's a Canadian-made artist. She's currently living and performing in Sydney, playing both full band and acoustic shows. At a young age, Sarah was drawn to music from growing up in a musical family, being exposed to music. So young, she was influenced by artists such as Evanescence, My Chemical Romance, Panic at the Disco, and Paramore, along with many more influential artists and bands. Sarah began writing her own songs at the young age of 14. Her first debut on stage was in a songwriters competition at the age of 15. Since then, Sarah has spent many years performing and immersed in the local music industry around the Toronto and Tri-City areas in Canada until 2016, when she moved to Australia. She's also a self-taught pianist, guitarist, bassist and vocalist. Wow. She's also a strong advocate for writing her own songs and continues songwriting for her own projects, and along with building a catalogue of songs for other artists. Since moving to Australia, she's taken the Australian music by storm. In July 2018, she released her debut, Red Wine, hosting a range of different songs showcasing her love for multiple genres, including pop, rock, country and folk. Red Wine is available on all streaming services. She's currently playing musical solo gigs all over Sydney, and it surrounds along with fronting her new band Dirty Spells, an indie rock four-piece. She also plays bass and sings backing vocals for the new all-girls supergroup Southbound, who has just released a newest single, Find Our Way, featuring Aussie legend Shannon Noel. She continues to work with other artists and producers both locally and internationally. Please allow me to introduce Sarah Bernardo.
Hello, how are we?
Hi, Sarah. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm very happy to be here. Man, it sounds so weird hearing all about yourself right back to you.
No, definitely. But you've got such an amazing, history. I mean, I'm amazed. Just all the different music, different type of instruments you can play. It's mind blowing.
Yeah, I've also just picked up some electronic music production as well. So I did a DJ set / some backing vocals for my friend Dutch the Rapper last week, which was my first electronic performance out in the world. So that was exciting. So I do definitely try to get my hand in a lot of pies.
Awesome. So we're gonna do a bit of an interview with Sarah today to all the listeners out there. But before we do that, I'm gonna play a song that she has composed with Dirty Spells, and the song's called Outside In. So let's have a listen to Dirty Spells, Outside In, and we'll ask Sarah what the song's all about afterwards. Okay, if she's willing to share it though.
Ooh, we'll see.
Awesome. Stay tuned.
Gonna get fed up. Are we driving down an empty road?
Yes, that was Sarah Bernardo with Dirty Spells and Outside In. And let's get Sarah on and let's have a chat about what that song's all about. Sarah.
So as I was just saying to you, so that song, it kind of formed into being about something. I just started writing it and it was really kind of catchy. But I guess it's just about not feeling like you belong in a certain community or group. And yeah, just kind of watching from the outside, everybody enjoying being a part of something and you not quite fitting in. But it's also kind of about robots taking over the world. So that's
robots
exciting.
Over the world?
Yeah. I don't know. There's a lyric in there, watch your mind eagle eyes, just like security cameras. I can see one now. I'm not one of those like, yeah. Aliens are going to take over people, but
you're referring to artificial intelligence where everybody's just, all these bots are taking over.
Yeah. You know, when you're talking to somebody about something, like if we just start talking about KFC and then I just know that I'm going to start getting a bunch of ads on my phone this afternoon.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know something's listening.
Definitely. Siri's always listening.
Yeah, they know that I want those Steve Madden shoes.
Awesome. So, Sarah, what inspired you to start a career in music?
So, my dad was always really musical. He's also self-taught everything. He picks up a guitar or he picks up any instrument and can pretty much play it right away. And he also learns by ear like I do. And yeah, I grew up in choirs and did musicals and stuff. And I just kind of took it from there. And when my dad bought me my first guitar, taught me four chords, I just started. It was some way to source my emotions and get them out. And I just started songwriting and wanted to take it to stage. And me and my sister used to always love singing together. So we had a couple of projects in Canada together. But yeah, it just kind of formed from there. And you just kind of keep going.
Right, excellent. And I'm keen to understand Dirty Spells. Why Dirty Spells? Please just shed some light. If it's clean, though, clean.
Yeah, so Dirty Spells, my guitarist, Alex, actually heard it in a podcast. And interesting story, we're going through a little bit of a rebranding, a name change. I can't tell you what it is, but the initials are SYOC. So we'll be releasing a new song and our complete new branding as of January 2021. So
awesome.
Have a look out for that. And it's some really cool stuff that we are definitely looking forward to.
Definitely excited to hear all about that. And if you could change one thing in your past, what would that be?
I think maybe it's the discipline of music. I've always kind of been so go with the flow. I've never really hit straight on, like looked for management or been on like a direction of kind of like, oh, this has come up, oh, I'll do this. And I get opportunities, but it's never really been focused. So I've never really set myself a chance to have probably maybe a more successful career than I have. I mean, I'm 26. And I'm doing great, amazing things now. But maybe just starting that sooner.
Yeah.
But we all get to where we're going when we get there.
Yeah. Awesome. So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to play one of your classics on Spotify called Sugarcoat. Personally, that's one of my favorites, by the way.
It's definitely one of my favorites.
Awesome. So what is Sugarcoat all about, Sarah?
Oh, this one is a little dirtier.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Don't
yeah.
It's radio appropriate, hey?
Definitely radio appropriate. Yeah.
Okay. But I mean, when I think of sugarcoat, sometimes people don't give you feedback and they're just like sugarcoating it, you know? That's my interpretation of sugarcoating.
It's definitely about a guy.
Oh.
It's definitely about kind of living through those rose-colored glasses and being a little fooled because, you know, you're a little bit obsessed and a little bit in love and you just don't realize everything that's kind of going on around this this sugar-coated life.
Oh, wow. Let's listen to Sugarcoat with Sarah Bernardo on Live 90.5.
Green eyes and terrified long nights and I'm trying to erase you, but all I do is chase you. Red wine and pickup lines, blind sight of the moment that I met you. Now I can't seem to get you off my mind. It's nothing feels the same, and I can't seem to shake the pleasure all this time. Notes and dial tones, should have known it wasn't worth the complication for lack of conversation. With red rose, the sugar coat, I should have known since the moment that I met you. I couldn't seem to get you.
That was Sarah Bernardo with Sugarcoat. Sarah.
Hi.
Sugarcoat. Such a good song. Really upbeat, full energy.
Yeah, I think that song definitely displays my style of music. I remember when I was in the studio recording it with my friend Zach. He actually does work with Walk Off the Earth in Canada. And so obviously I'd written all these songs acoustic and I got Zach on board to do production on the record. And he sent me back the demo back with this idea for the full production of Sugarcoat. And I was like, you just completely read what I was hearing in my mind. So that's definitely probably the song that's most near and dear to my heart musically.
Awesome. Couple of questions that I still have on my agenda here. So firstly, do you have anything special to share with any young artists out there that are wanting to pursue a career in music?
So this actually came up the other day. One of my friends had released. Actually, right, she had released her brand new single, Middle Ground. She's one of the singers in my band, Southbound. And she was worried about like reposting and posting all of her stories that people were tagging her in. It's like, oh, it's just spam. It's just spam. And I'm like, don't apologize. And Rach is like, she streams in the millions. She's won Toyota Star Maker in 2017. She's done some amazing things in country music in Australia. And I'm just like, don't apologize for sharing your music. This is your job. Just like any sort of advertising. How many Macca's signs do you see all over? It's like, Macca's 1 minute to your left. Macca's 30 kilometers down the road. Like, it's just advertising. And if somebody doesn't see the first post, they don't see the 15th post. They might see the 37th, but that 37th post might make them actually go and listen to your song. Yeah. So just don't apologize for your art. Don't apologize for promoting yourself and what you have to offer to the world, because, you know, the people that don't appreciate it, don't like it, they were probably going to unfollow you anyway. So keep those people that are invested and care about you in your circle and share with them.
Yeah, awesome. So coming up next, this song that I'm about to play, Southbound. Okay, so Southbound, the song is called Find Our Way, and it's by the group called Southbound, featuring Aussie legend Shannon Nell. What is Find Our Your Way all about? Find Our Way.
So we wrote this during just kind of coming to the end of the lockdown period, and it was myself, Shannon, and two of the boys from Darling Brando sitting in this songwrite. And we started kind of writing something, and Shannon was like, why don't we write a positive song? Because these last couple of months have just been filled with so much negative feelings and emotions, and just a positive, uplifting song about finding our way out of this lockdown period, this pandemic, and seeing a brighter end to this. So yeah, we just wanted to write a positive song that people could resonate with, and hopefully make them feel a little bit better through all this.
Definitely. I need to find my way as well. So I'm glad you're writing songs about finding our way. It's definitely going to lift me up. I think we all need to be lifted up after 2020. It's been a tough year.
Yeah.
Definitely. So this is Southbound with Find Our Way, with Shannon Nell and Sarah Bernardo. And sorry, I don't know the other artists performing in there.
Oh, so Southbound is one of my bands that I play bass and I do some vocals for. Yeah. But it's composed of myself, Rachel Fahim, Missy Lancaster, and Andy, our guitarist. And so we're just a four girls country rock group. And Shannon decided that he liked our music, and we got together for a collaboration on this song, both very separate entities. But we put the song out probably about 7-8 weeks ago. And the response that we've gotten from it's really great. So
awesome. Hot off the press.
Got a little lady, someone's heading from the sky. They were slowly fading from the corner of my eye.
I've been young and jaded, time has flown too many times. Feel I'm always pacing, but not tonight.
Dressed up for the after party, throw down, barely getting started.
Little
Yes, that was Find Our Way by South Pond with Sarah Bernardo featuring Shannon Null and her group. Sarah, one last question for our listeners. What's next on your bucket list? Are there any new songs in the making? What's coming up?
Next on the bucket list. So obviously, like I said earlier, we do Dirty Spells will be rebranding and releasing a brand new song January 22nd. Yeah. So that's something to look forward to. You can find that all on my Instagram and socials, all the links to each band that I'm in. Southbound, we just released a new show in Tamworth on the 22nd for the Big Country Picnic. And we're also writing and working towards possible EP or album coming up in the next few months, hopefully, as well. Yeah. And then I guess it all comes as it comes.
Yeah. Well, awesome. It was really great having you on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And looking forward to coming to listen to you live on Friday.
I'm very excited. I'm just really happy that I didn't have to do it this morning.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Sarah. Love your music. For everybody, you can follow. You can find Southbound, Dirty Spells, and Sarah Bernardo on Spotify. What are some of the other
media? Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Instagram, Facebook.
Wow.
Yeah, all over. Just look it up and you'll find something.
Awesome. Great. So definitely follow. Love your music. And thanks for coming into the studio.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Hey, 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 hey.